In Ukraine, the impeachment trials let down many anti-corruption activists who once looked up to the U.S. Daria Kalinyuk is one of them. She's the executive director of the Anti-Corruption Action Center in Kiev.
The most important principle from the United States was that criminal justice institutions should not be influenced by external powers. Politicians should not dictate what kind of investigations prosecutors should open or close. And therefore, it came to me as a huge disappointment and surprise the fact that the President of the United States and his allies, specifically Rudy Giuliani, were expecting from Ukrainian newly elected President Volodymyr Zelensky to actually interfere into the work of Ukrainian Prosecutor General Office and to pursue a very specific investigation which would favor political interests of these people in the United States.
So those original efforts to fight corruption, those efforts you were undertaking in tandem with this reliable partner, the United States, do you feel let down? Do you feel angry?
I feel that there are still many good public servants who are trying to be a reliable partner and who are a reliable partner for Ukraine. However, these public servants in the United States are not necessarily receiving proper political support and protection. And that makes me very angry, because those who are telling the truth and those who are protecting actually the national interests of the United States from Russian disinformation, from corrupt kleptocrats, from oligarchs, they are under attack in their homeland. And this is what makes me angry.
So I imagine you're thinking of people like the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Maria Ivanovich.
Yes. First of all, I'm thinking about Maria Ivanovich, who was the face of the U.S. government in the United States and who was very blatantly attacked from different sides. And she had to suffer because she was trying to protect the national interests of the United States and to keep the relationships between Ukraine and the United States in order to resist Russian aggression and to build rule of law in our country, in Ukraine.
In Washington's stated campaign to fight corruption in Ukraine, is the idea of fighting corruption in Ukraine these days simply just not a good way to frame the U.S.-Ukraine relationship? Is it insulting to Ukraine?
I think it is insulting Ukraine, because when we try to expose corruption in Ukraine, when we name and blame public officials who are corrupt, and at the end we see them buying influence in the United States, buying connections to decision makers in the United States, it indicates that basically, the most corrupt people in Ukraine can whitewash their reputation simply pouring their dirty money into the United States. And I think that this case also highlights the weak part of American democracy. And this weak part, this is the system of lobbyists, lawyers, PR firms, who are very eager to take dirty money from the most corrupt people in the world.
Are you talking about PR firms in the U.S., in Washington?
Yes, I'm talking about lobby firms, PR firms, and lawyers in Washington. And some of these PR firms were also attacking our organization, which I could never believe could happen.
Mm. Can you give me an example of one firm that has taken money, and what are they saying and what are they doing that is not
Blue
helping?
Blue Star Strategies, LLC. Blue Star Strategies, this is the PR firm from the United States. Mm. Which had an order to discredit our organization.
There are a couple of so-called conspiracy theories that keep popping up in the impeachment trial. I know you've been vocal about disproving them or putting them down, including the accusation that Ukraine meddled in the U.S. elections in 2016. Why do you think some Republicans keep bringing this up?
The only reason behind that is political. I started to notice active spread of the message on Ukraine interfering into American elections already in 2017. No one cares now about truth. Everyone cares about political interests. And this is what annoys me. We have to fact check disinformation, presenting facts. But I have a feeling that a lot of politicians in the United States don't care about facts, and basically demotivates me a lot. Why spend so much effort to present facts and present truth if truth doesn't matter?
Daria Kalinyuk, the executive director of the Anti-Corruption Action Center in Kiev. By the way, we reached out to Blue Star Strategies, the lobbying firm Kalinyuk mentioned. We did not hear back by airtime. If you were with us on Friday, you heard our interview with Ranky Tanky. Well, the very entertaining defenders of Gullah culture won their Regional Roots Grammy last night. So congrats to Ranky Tanky from Charleston, South Carolina. You can hear my chat with the band at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studio, we leave you with their beautiful track, Freedom. We'll see you back here tomorrow. I give you 99.